I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, y'all, it's Andy. It's Orange County Housewife Night, and we are celebrating with Kelly Dodd and Bridget Everett. Ooh, I got to shave a little patch I missed. I always miss a little patch. Anyway, Kelly and Bridget are here. Kelly, I don't think knows what she's in for because she's never met Bridget. I don't even know that she knows who she is. But man, she's never going to forget her. Bridget is classic and one of a kind. We're going to have them do a little Clubhouse Playhouse. We're going to have them reenact the quiet woman scene, which should be hilarious. We'll see you in there. Sorry about that loud shaver noise.
She runs with a crew of OC biddies, and she sings about all kinds of titties. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kelly Dodd and Bridget Everett now. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who's recently single and another who mingles by motorboating strangers. My first guest is an OC housewife who's trading in her new townhouse for the cramped yet classy stylings of the clubhouse. Welcome back, Kelly Dodd. Great to see you. And she's a singer, actress, and comedian who's currently on tour with her BFF, Amy Schumer, as someone who also goes on tour with his BFF. I highly recommend her tour. Say hi to our friend and noted Bravoholic, Bridget Everett. Yay! Great to see you. Have the two of you ever met before?
No, this time.
Is very exciting. And Kelly, I love your jumpsuit and side pony. It's like this cool side braid. And as the stars of the show Teachers on TV Land, they are here to help me put my sobriety in detention. Behind the bar, it's Bravo superfans Katie Kalaten and Katie O'Brien. By the way, Poppy got a haircut.
Yeah, a little summer cut.
I know, I love it. Poppy looks really good.
If I would have known it was jumpsuit day, we would have worn jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Poppy looks younger, too.
She does look younger, but she's here to cover up my beaver because I got a little slit up the front.
She's on Snatch Guard, much like Luann with Sonia.
You're not lazy.
No, that's a 70s miracle down there, honey.
Tonight on Orange County, we learned that Gina's husband is kind of working and living in L.A., and he has an apartment there that she's never seen, which she joked about. Would that have been a red flag to you ladies?
I've been like, is there another family involved?
Right.
Yeah. Detective Kelly, I'm with you.
Kelly, I need an update on your life now that your divorce from Michael is final. You recently reunited with Michael for Jolie's birthday. Are you two getting along these days?
We are best friends. Like, better than when we were married.
Favorite thing about being single?
I don't have to answer to anyone.
Okay. How are you meeting men? Are you on dating apps?
No, I just meet them through friends or out. But no, I'm not on any site.
How often are guys sliding into your DMs?
Like, on the minute and the second.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you met anybody that slid into your DM?
No.
No?
No.
It's not a horrible way to meet people.
No, I never read the DM.
How would you compare your flirting style to Shannon's?
I don't know. I got game. She doesn't.
Do you hope to be remarried one day?
I don't really care. I don't know. I just got divorced.
All
I
right.
want to be single.
Okay, thank you very much, Kelly. Your questions for Kelly and Bridget are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, after years of audiences yelling Bravo at Bridget Everett, I guess she took them literally because she went and became a full-on Bravo fanatic. Here's what, Bridget, I'm going to pound through some things in the Bravo universe.
Yeah.
And you pass on your wisdom. Okay, which single lady are you most excited to see on the prowl this season? And why, Kelly or Shannon?
Definitely Kelly. First of all, she's smoking hot, and I feel like she's open for lots of adventures, be that as they may.
There's a cougar on the loose in the
animal control.
Yes. Make a prediction. Which new girl will start more drama, Emily or Gina?
The Long Island gal.
Okay,
yeah,
Gina.
Fiery. She's
okay.
fiery.
Do you think Shannon, Tamara, and Vicky's reconciliation will last?
No, not one second.
Why do you think Bethany and Carol are really feuding, and whose side are you on?
I don't really know, but every queen falls, and I appreciate Bethany's vulnerability, so I'm going to say Bethany. I'm on her side.
What did you make of Bethany's endless tears in Colombia?
Again, every queen falls, and it hurts, you know? You're going to okay. cry when you...
They're telling me in my ear that they want your dog to do snatch guard. Opinion on the enormous heart-shaped flower display that Scott sent Tinsley. Lou called them funeral flowers.
Oh, Luann is on the money. I would run fast and far if I saw that.
Was Dorinda wrong to criticize Sonia's use of the Morgan family crest?
I have no doubt that Dorinda probably doesn't remember doing that, so not really.
Thank you very much, Bridget Everett. On tonight's OC, Vicky pleaded her case before two judges, and we were all sentenced to a few minutes of extreme awkwardness. Take a look.
I messed up. As God is my witness, I never meant to hurt you.
The biggest effect you had is our relationship.
I've been searching in the Bible. When you would be ashamed of your words, I am. If your words would convey a wrong impression, if your words will destroy a friendship, this is my truth. With your permission, I am asking for forgiveness.
Apology accepted.
We will never, ever
I promise.
Talk about this again.
I promise.
Right?
I promise. Scott is my witness. Okay. I promise.
We will never talk about this again.
Wow. I found Vicky's apology sincere. Like, she worked on it. She spent time on it.
Well, she is sincere until she's not.
Okay, here's what. Vicky may have put out that fire, but later when Kelly confronted her about going on a double date with her ex, things just about exploded. Take a look.
So I'm getting all these text messages and everything that you hooked up Michael.
I didn't hook up Michael. I had a barbecue. My friend was there, and he was there.
And you didn't tell me?
No, I didn't tell you. It's his responsibility to tell you.
Well, you're my friend.
Don't blame me. You take that with Michael. Steve and I have gone out with him a couple times.
You've gone out with them mm-hmm. a couple times. Are you kidding?
You're going to twist this and make this my fault for not telling you that I knew he was dating
anybody
somebody?
Anybody would say that's up.
It is not my fault that your husband is dating somebody.
That actually breaks my heart.
You don't love your husband. He's dating somebody else.
I love so it. What? Obviously, you're not my friend.
Okay, what was your reaction to that?
I'm Team Kelly, because imagine if that happened to Vicky. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
She would
if
flip
she
tables.
Set Don up.
If the shoe was on the other foot, she would freak out.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't tell me is what the whole thing
right.
was. Like, I had to read it from one of my friends that writes for Daily Mail and texted me right before she got there. I was happy to have her come.
Right.
But it was her reaction to me is what... Like her, like she could have just cleared it up and said, you know, this is what happened, but she lied and she didn't tell me.
All right, finally.
Where's the Bible verse for that, Andy?
Yeah.
Totally. told you you were going to like her. Finally, I guess I should call animal control because there's a cougar on the loose in the clubhouse named Kelly Dodd. But quick, before they arrive and tranquilize her, here's what. Let's play cougar hunting. Kelly, since you're newly single, Bridget is going to pitch you some male cubs. You let us know which ones you would want to sink your claws into. All right. Who's first?
John Hamm in there?
You like John Hamm?
Oh, God, no.
No. Think about it.
No, I have thought about it.
No. Okay. Okay. She's not into James Kennedy. Who's next? Okay.
Oh, God, no.
No, but think about it. Think about it. Look at those baby soft lips and those little doe eyes.
I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, but he's going to be...
You're not a lesbian. That's a guy. That's Timothy Chalamet.
He's an Oscar.
He's an Oscar nominated actor.
He'll call you by your name, honey. Look it up. Yes, he will.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. I don't want to... Okay.
Sorry. Oh, Shawn Mendes, and just hear me out on this one.
Oh, I totally would do that.
Okay.
He's 19.
He's like John Mayer before he's John Mayer.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Get in there.
Okay, what's next? Who's next?
Yeah.
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Kelly's the top.
Yes, okay. All right, next.
Biebs?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
I got Bieber fever.
Okay, all right. Next.
No.
No? Why? He's linked to Priyanka Chopra.
Right.
He's 10 years older. He likes
I don't like the ears.
You don't like the ears.
But again, look at those little pillows.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks for playing Cougar Hunting. I appreciate it. Wow.
Kelly takes control. I like that about her.
Bridget, by the way, you were in the Countess's show, The Countess and Friends. You were in one of those. Were you surprised to hear that she was heading back to get some self-care?
Listen, show business is rough and tumble, and sometimes you need a couple drinks to get through it, so I'm not surprised.
Yes. Okay, let's go to Letitia from California. Hey, Letitia, what's your question?
Hi. Question is for Bridget. I just want to say I love you, Andy. Hi, Kelly. Love you, too. Bridget, my question is, what is Amy Schumer's most annoying travel habit, and other than yourself, who is the drunkest person that was at Amy's wedding?
What's your most annoying travel habit?
Amy's. Amy's most annoying travel habit is that she likes to get up and, like, exercise.
Who got the drunkest at her wedding besides you?
It was me and one of our Long Island friends, out there until the sun came up, and we had a real nice time.
Sarah, I can't pronounce this name, but she Facebooked us and said, Kelly, why are you so mad that your husband is dating? You didn't want him, so why do you care who he's dating or that Vicky double dated with him?
Well, I don't care that he dates. I want him to date. Okay. I'm friends with him. I just didn't like the fact that I was blindsided by, you know, a text when she was coming up. She just could have simply told me.
Right.
That was the whole thing.
We're only as dark as our secrets. I'm sorry.
Bridget, Natty K said, loved you on Inside Amy Schumer. Is there a possibility of the show coming back or at least a proper farewell?
I think anything's always possible. So it's a lot of work and she's got a lot of ideas. So let's say I hope so.
Nativi Dodd from Oregon has a question for Kelly Dodd. What's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, Kelly. I'm a big fan. Hi, Bridget. I just want to ask, since you were just betrayed by Vicky, do you think Shannon and Tamara were too quick to forgive her, and do you think they will regret it?
No, they're not going to regret it, because they're still good friends right now. I don't know. What was the question again?
Yeah, whether they would regret forgiving her.
No. They're still friends.
All right, on next week's Housewives of OC, Tamara and Shannon aren't sure Vicky's all about Steve. Here's a sneak peek.
I love him so much that if something happened, I would die.
I used to think that about David.
And Vicky's defense with Brooks, you loved him so much.
So guarded. I'm so scared. I love Steve.
You need to put that guard down.
But I
don't think you do.
Don't do that, Shannon. I don't want anyone judging or questioning you.
Vicky, I have been with you for so many times where you said that Brooks is your soulmate.
I really do think that Vicky's trying to convince herself that Steve is the guy for her. Brooks, where are you?
They're so drunk, I can't even believe it. They're like, that's not even the ham of it.
I like how Vicky's like, I'm so guarded, and she's like, put a ring on it.
Let's go to Chris from Florida. Chris, what's your question for Kelly or Bridget?
Yes, my question is for Bridget.
Okay.
Bridget, what did you think of Jax and Brittany getting engaged? And if asked, what song would you sing at their wedding?
So glad you asked.
They're so vain.
I'm happy they got engaged because I think that she's the only one that can sort of understand him. And if I were to sing at their wedding, which I might, I would probably sing Put Your Dick Away. It's an original song written by Bridget Everett.
Let's go to Mallory from Charlotte. Hey, Mallory, what's your question?
Hey, Andy and Kelly. So excited to be on. Kelly, when Shannon was on Watch What Happens Live, it sounded like she really didn't like the new girls. What do you think of them?
Who?
When Shannon was on Watch What Happens Live, she was kind of intimate.
Shannon doesn't like any of the new girls at first. Shannon's awesome.
And how do you feel about the new girls?
I like the new girls.
You do?
I do. I like them. I mean, they like me.
You were a new girl, and you had a woman.
I was a new girl, but I like the new girls. They're nice, and they're fun, and I don't know. I like them. They're great.
Okay, good. Well, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Let's go to, Donna J. from Virginia wants to know, Kelly, how's your mom and your relationship with her now?
My mom is great. She's in Arizona. She lives there, and she's doing great.
Okay, it's game time. Since Bridget Everett is a veteran of the stage and Kelly's friend group constantly walks the line between comedy and tragedy, it's time for Clubhouse Playhouse. We are going to do the iconic scene from The Quiet Woman. Do you guys want to throw these on? With a twist, Kelly is going to play Shannon and Bridget is going to play Kelly, okay? So this is crazy. Why don't you guys head on over to the bar? And okay, I love it.
Oh, God.
Okay. Very good. Okay, head on over there to the bar.
Wait, which am I looking at?
And see.
Are you okay?
You know what, Kelly? I was surprised to see you here.
Why would you be surprised to see me here when I live down the street?
The last words you said to me are so incredibly cruel, so seeing you last night was a shocker.
You know, you can look at the glass half full or the glass whatever.
I always look at the glass half full, Kelly. You have been nothing but a disgusting person.
Really? Really? Really?
This is our dinner. Walk off the table. You're done now. Move along.
Okay, I will move on.
Have a good night. So sorry I gave you the effing table before I needed it.
Wow. Calm down, girl. Maybe you need some hormones or something for your body.
Read between these lines, you effing bitch. Get off my table.
Okay. Have a good night, my darling.
I will without you at my table.
Okay, you know what? Keep eating. Keep eating.
I don't have my plate, you effing bitch.
And scene. Bridget. Bridget, Becky D. from Vegas wants to know if you've ever shown up to a work interview drunk like you did in the Sex and the City movie.
Yeah, I try to always maintain myself a little bit of Chardonnay, so I'm always drunk.
Kelly, Skylar F. said, since you own being a cougar, what's the biggest age difference between you and a guy you dated?
29.
Wow. 20, years? You dated someone who was 29.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Look at her smiling. Let's go to Karen from Massachusetts. Hey, Karen, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Bridget.
Okay.
Which housewife do you think has the best boobs?
The best boobs?
Oh, which housewife has the best boobs?
I can only speak about what's right in front of me right now. And Kelly has a stellar... I'm not a lesbian, like I've said before. I'm just big bone, but I appreciate God's work or whoever's work it might be.
I'm not a lesbian, but I'm just big bone. Is that what you said?
Is that bad?
I like that. Would that be your housewife's tagline?
One of them.
If you want a boat, motorboat later, you're more.
Yeah. Okay.
Kelly, Laura R wants to know if you think it's hypocritical of Tamara to be upset with Vicky over spreading rumors that Eddie's gay and then make a joke about Lydia's husband needing to come out of the closet.
Well, I talked to Tamara about that, and Tamara said that they were joking. They were with Heather McDonald. It was a joke, and so she
right.
was like,
we talked about that last week.
It was,
yes.
She was just joking. It was like there were. It was kind of like a roast.
Yes. Okay.
So it wasn't
right. Yeah. I'm now remembering we talked about that. Brett B emailed Bridget. Name a celebrity that you've waited on that was a complete douche to the wait staff. You were a waitress at Carmine's on the Upper West.
Ruby Foo's on the Upper West Side.
Ruby Foo's until a few years ago, right?
Yeah, I just hung up that apron about 2-3 years ago.
Wow.
And here I am.
Any celebrity you waited on that didn't go well?
Richard Dreyfuss, not to name names, but...
Why, no tip?
Not a good tipper, and also sent back his spicy tuna roll because he didn't like the way they... but it was mostly... It's never that anybody sends something back. It's just the matter in which they do.
Right.
And I love the Goodbye Girl. It made me so sad. And Mr. Holland's Opus. But I'm still a fan.
Right.
Never forget.
Oh, my gosh. It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Ramona Singer for truly living this past weekend in Montauk. You know what they say? Dance like your wheelchair's not watching. You know, by the way, to be honest, I don't know exactly what is happening in this picture. But judging by how happy Ramona looks, I would say she is probably south of the highway.
Is she 70?
No, she is 60 though, and okay. She looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
Tonight's Jackal goes to Farrah Abraham for saying that her ideal man to date would just be a clone of herself as a man. Sweetie, I think we have enough Farrah Abrahams in the world right now. Let's leave it at that. I want to thank Kelly, Bridget, Katie, and Katie. There's Poppy. It's the after show with Kelly Dodd and Bridget Everett. You can see Bridget on Twitter. Get your tickets now. Behind the bar, they are the stars of Teachers Tuesday at 10:30 on TV Land. Katie and Katie. Any more questions for Kelly Dodd?
Ooh.
Keep thinking.
That's funny.
We'll keep thinking.
Okay. All right, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Jillian from Charlotte, a teacher from Charlotte.
Woo. Oh, nice. Hey, Jillian, what's your question? Hi.
My question is for Kelly.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you? Wait, you're from Charlotte?
Do you think...
Yeah.
Do you think Vicky is rushing things with Steve to try to get him to give up his place and live with her?
You know, I don't know. I can't judge on their situation, but I mean, they look happy. They look like they're friends. They get along well. He cleans up the house. She has on her Instagram that she's always like doing the yard. I mean, he's her little bitch. What can I say?
All right, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, it's Christy from Texas.
Hey, Christy, what's your question?
My question's for Bridget.
Okay.
Who is the most famous person you've ever motorboated?
Ooh.
There's been so many. Everybody from Ben Stiller to Jennifer Lawrence and Gloria Steinem. That's a nice little episode. Wow. And Andy Cohen.
Yes, and me for my 50th birthday, you did. And before that, you did.
Yeah.
I've been motorboated by you twice.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Fun. Yes.
You're welcome.
Last call of the night. By the way, you imagine my surprise when I walked into High Tea in Fire Island and Kelly Dodd was there.
Twice.
It was amazing. It was awesome. I never run into an OC housewife spontaneously.
Like, no, you should have. I was in this little room and he goes, what are you doing here?
I had eaten an edible also, so it was a double. Last call of the night, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Lisa from Massachusetts.
Hey, Lisa, what's your question?
My daughter just wants to say hi real quick. Oh. Hi, Andy. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Oh, cute.
Kelly, she loves you. You're her favorite.
Oh, that's sweet. That's so sweet.
Thank you. So my question is for you, Kelly.
Yes.
Which one of the housewives have been the most and which have been the least supportive now that you've been single?
The most supportive probably has been Tamara. Mm-hmm. And, and Shannon, I would have to say. Tamara and Shannon both. The least would probably be Vicky, of course. Absolutely. Avi.
I want to thank Kelly, Bridget, and the Katie. For more, click around MamaTV.com tonight, everybody. Watch Teachers Tuesdays on CBS.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.